Welcome back to the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 90.3 Nigeria Info. Someone says, why did you end the last conversation? Because it's in my power to end it, and I choose when to end it. So, this is something really important. Professor arrested for allegedly assaulting a female orderly. I'll just read out the story, and then we'll talk about it for a bit. Round off, and then we'll have the news update at 2, and then we come back, and it will be time for the TGIF hour. Just a few seconds trying to find, or maybe I'll just give a summary of what the story says. So this is it, yeah? Hold on a bit. Okay. Professor Zainab Duke Abiola has been arrested in Abuja for allegedly ordering the assault of her female police orderly. It was gathered that Abiola of Area 11 in Abuja reportedly ordered a domestic staff comprising the housemaid, one Rebecca Enechido, and a male suspect at large to beat up her orderly. A Twitter user at Deji Adeshogon, who shared a photo of the policewoman with a bloodied face, alleged disturbing news. Reports of one Professor DK Zainab of Area 11 in Abuja, who allegedly assaulted her police orderly and also ordered her maids to beat her up. Thorough investigation and prosecution of the culprits will serve as a deterrent to others. Totally inhumane and unacceptable. And I agree. What was the lady's offense? So, as the story goes, she was required to carry out some domestic duty. Yes. And it was not part of, what was it called? It was not part of her duties. Her duty was to secure the madam, the professor, and not to go about doing stuff. So they carried out the investigation, and they said that them, it's a born activist. Ironically, she's an activist, a legal practitioner and human rights activist, domestic serf, the housemaid, and the male suspect. So this happened on Tuesday, the 20th of September. It was due to the refusal of the orderly to breach professional ethics by carrying out menial and domestic chores at her house. That was the reason why she was beaten up. It was due to the refusal of this female orderly to breach professional ethics by carrying out menial and domestic chores at her house. So they clarify that the suspect, Professor Zainab, who name drops the IGP, his family members and other officers in the top hierarchy of the force, has no acquaintance with the police in any form, as they're erroneously peddled on social media. The police boss expressed consternation at the fact that an individual who claims to be an advocate for human rights could stoop so low to violate the rights of another individual, and a police officer tasked with ensuring her protection. Let me stop there. Who remembers the story of the other police orderly that was seen carrying plates for the principal? That story trended. I'm trying to remember the name now. I think it was sometime last year. Was it last year? Was seen carrying plates. So this one went to dish food. And a lot of us frowned at it. That no, you are a policeman. You're an officer of the law. It's not your duty to go and carry food and start serving your principal. Your duty is solely to protect. But one is forced to ask, what will prompt a principal to treat the police orderly assigned to him or her in such a disrespectful and inhumane manner? I mean, what do they take the members of the Nigeria police for? That's on one side. On the other hand, is who exactly is entitled to having a police orderly assigned to them? Does it mean that if Denise wakes up today and say, you know what, I want some level of protection, and I go to the police station, they go ahead and assign police officers to me? Think about it. What happened to the private security outfits that people are creating every now and then if I so need protection? Think about it, okay? Then, also think of the fact that we are a population of over 200 million people. And as at 2020, when I last checked, the ratio of the total number of police officers, people in the Nigerian police force, is not even up to, I think it was about 150,000 to protect over 200 million people. And then that limited number, you now still have some individuals take them and have them as police orderly and then treat them anyhow. My question is very simple. How much respect do we have for members of the Nigerian police force? If this lady respected the Nigerian police force, would she have the audacity to tell this lady to carry out menial and domestic chores? Wouldn't she see this lady as some sort of protection for her hands? She needed to be treated right? Or she just, you know, people just take up this police orderlies just to scare people off, and they don't rate them that much. As an individual, yeah, sometimes we have, on one hand, backlash the Nigerian police force because some of its members have conducted themselves in an inappropriate manner. But then again, it's a force. It is saddled with the responsibility of securing lives and properties. How much respect do we have for them as members of the Nigerian police force? Let's talk. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 0306 416 0809 0306 416. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Turn off your radio set, please.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, 92.3, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my name is Israel. Two sides of the coin to your caption today.
Come again?
Two sides of the coin to your discussion today, lady.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you see, the humanization of Nigerian police force and other armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is not going to be nosedive to the people that they are attached to.
Okay.
This has been something that has crept into the generality of Nigeria's foundation that has reflected so much. How can 200,000 or thereabouts number be policing over 200 million Nigerian populace? And still, the Nigerian police commanders have found it as a leverage ground to detail these police officers to go and partake what is the essence of securing individuals when there are tactics and modalities to secure the general populace. You can't commit crime in Switzerland, sister, and get away with it. Cameras are everywhere. They don't need to police you. They police you with technology. But what we see in this country is people dwelling on social media without harnessing the security aspect of what these media can do to us. So it is not these people, because if they don't do that, they won't get fed, they won't get appreciated. And much of the money, rather than what police force is paying them, comes from these politicians. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, from the other side, too, you see, it's personality. When I talk about the former CNC, General Teresa Abacha, he talk of Al Mustafa. If you watch a Twitter panel, this is a diehard core obedient and military intelligence officer. But even in the Twitter panel, he tells them that if the CNC wakes up from the dead and gives him order, he will follow it. I've never seen where so that guide for evil in this country. In any country.
Okay, so bottom line,
who can throw around money. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so bottom line is, how much respect do you have for the Nigeria police force?
Yes, the respect I'm attaching to Nigeria police force is restricted to the court of which they bear in their tag wherever they go. So when you bring in those personalities, human beings, you know that the corruption of the Nigeria police force have lingered and penetrated into the fabric of this country to this kind of a level.
All right, then.
People don't have respect for them anymore.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Good, yeah. Nigerian for a good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course.
All right, go ahead.
I think it all narrows down to the superiors in the force or in the agency. A lot of the superiors are so corrupt. They are not there to protect the junior ranking officers. Rather, they can even subject them to inhumanity. You see that female police, those things have been going on in that house and she has been reporting, and the superiors refuse to do anything because of the peanuts they are receiving. Until a true Nigerian can handle the Nigerian police force, we'll keep having this kind of problem. Several orders have been given. Withdraw police or deputies from private.
From civilians, yeah.
So haven't you heard those information?
I have.
So how come they have not obeyed it up till today? In my place of work, they are here. My boss asked them. Because these ranking officers are benefiting from it. Their salaries are 100,000 from my office. But the police of the ranking officers, we give them 50,000. They will collect 50,000. So this is a business. The Nigerian police is a business. And leave you, you see this country, secrets the way they this country. That is why some people say, oh, we need somebody like Jerry Lorry that will come and wipe them away. And look at the so ignorant talk with this person they talk. If somebody like that come, nobody will remain here. The truth is this. We need true Nigerians. There are private security agencies. Why don't you apply through there and get those people to come and be your orderlies? Let them carry the umbrellas for you all the way. In fact, you can't even dehumanize those ones because those are, according to our local parlance, they will change hands for you instantly, yeah. But the Nigerian police, you can't, of course, now, they want to remain yes to somebody. And the moment that superior, or of course, they are serving or guard they are serving, report them to the superior will not want to list the right take disciplinary action against the orderly. So until we sanitize the Nigerian police to be professional, what is a Nigerian police doing in a private home as a guard? What are you doing there? Is that what the Constitution states? And none of even the House of Assembly members that can speak against this because all of them are benefiting from it. And that is the problem in this country. Once they are benefiting, they will not speak about it. But if they are not benefiting from it, that is when they want to speak about it. It's a clarion call for the Nigerian police to rise up to its responsibility and according to the act that's been banged them, protect these people. Withdraw them from private home. Let us respect them for once.
Okay.
Come to where I work now. They are just sitting down here from morning to night. It's just some of them, you can't even call them police officers. They are looking so big. Their stomachs are big. They eat here. It's
just
so unfortunate.
So hold on, Mrs. Zion. So
all
you
right.
say you have them where you currently work at, right?
Of course.
When you see them in the morning, do you hail them like, Sean, sir, good morning, sir? Or do you see them as people under your payroll, hence you don't feel the need to give them the respect that is due them? At least, if not for anything, for the uniform that they wear and the authority that they represent.
Sons are for what now?
Whoa.
That is how they reduce themselves to. By right, these people are there to protect our lives.
And that's what I'm saying. They are at your office currently. Are they not there to protect you people?
With the way the Nigerian police have reduced them, IS is good morning. Welcome. Well, by the grace of God, I would say they are all my friends, so I cannot disrespect them.
I used to dash them money,
not the normal business now. At least they must eat.
Okay. So not the normal business. Interesting. A message here says, hi, Didi. Same week that a police chief told Nigerians not to retaliate if they slap us. While I don't buy the professor's outburst, I see that what goes around comes around. SG from Port Harcourt. SG, I don't quite follow. She ordered this police officer to carry out menial and domestic work, which is not part of why she was there or why she was assigned to her. She was there to protect her. And at her refusal, because it is against the ethics of her profession, the maid, the lady, and one other male suspect beat her up, assaulted her. I wouldn't tell you, go and look at the image, because you may not like what you see. But this is, she was on uniform. I mean, back then, growing up, when we're learning social studies in primary school, things we should respect: the Nigerian flag, the coat of arms, the uniform, the constitution. This person is wearing uniform, has been assigned to protect you, and only God knows what else she has experienced or encountered in that house. And like I said, do not forget that sometime last year, we're having a conversation about how a police officer was in at a ceremony with a principal with plates. And the story goes that he was going to bring food, dish food, and serve the principal. Is it in his place as an orderly to do that? And this brings us to, if we respect these people, if we respect the Nigerian police force, aren't we supposed to treat them better? I mean, forgive me though, but I think I'm overthinking things. Aren't we supposed to see it as a rare privilege that they put their life on the line and they're trying to ensure our safety, the safety of our lives and the safety of our properties? At least that is what they are meant to be doing under normal circumstance. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Why are you laughing?
Good afternoon. One love to you. This is a Jebai guy. Call back.
Welcome back. You're laughing. I wonder why.
This question, if you take it to the street to ask, you will see a little boy will come and ask you, did the policemen, did they respect themselves? Maybe, when a bus stop where you enter vehicle, see police people loading car, dragging with that tool, the boy not to collect this one with uniform for body. Did they respect their clothes they wear, the uniform they wear? No. They don't respect. I see a police lady with uniform going to market, fruit garden market, to buy food for his madam at home. Entering a car, they go park. You enter, give me this to buy, carry on for back, go, madam, I don't come back. Go to many of the bus stop, they are the one loading taxi, dragging with that photo. Did they respect themselves? They don't respect themselves. They don't respect the uniform they wear. Then you, are you the one that will give them the respect? People that they will be there making small time, they will remove the black, carry monkey and put on top and drag taxi. Eh? You see, get themselves, even from the office where they send them out, they don't respect. See, the only thing, let me tell you, the only thing people respect from that police office, that is only that gun that they are holding, you know. The uniform, because the police themselves, they don't respect that uniform they wear. So that's why people don't give them the respect they demand. I was at PA, yes. in the car. Canada.
Hello, you still there?
Key.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
With a key inside bag with his daughter. The king and the daughter went down, entered the shopping mall. The driver, and this I'm telling you is not a, is a true life story. The driver in the vehicle come down. Tell the policeman was not inside the car, he was down, going to sit at the security post. He said, they gave me all the key. Ma, go inside, go toilet. Could you imagine in my front, this policeman, after the driver had gone inside, the policeman come and open the car, enter front where he was sitting and sit, and stretch his hand to the back seat and carry that chief, the chief arm post. Remove some money and put it inside his stocking. Inside his stocking. I was inside the car, do as if I'm making call, I don't see him. I watch him everything. Eh? I wanted to even video my family will notice it and now leave it. When after everything, now go down and lock the car and go back to the security post and sit. And now go down and walk inside the spa. Go and because I saw the driver, I know the place here, I'm meeting. I said, that man, that policeman, I've collected money from your seat back by the back seat. He put it inside his stocking. The guy told, no problem. I give the guy his number. The guy come back and collect the car. He did not say anything. He said, don't worry, when alarm rings or when you go, you talk, he will call me.
Mm.
He wasn't that one. Are you telling me that if the car came now with that money? You did give respect to himself or the uniform that you wear. I beg one love this in your mind.
Oh, wow. Let me read some of your messages on Facebook. Sex coup. You know what? I'll just go with Levi. Levi says, nothing like respect, my dear. It's just 30% respect. Levi, send that in. From Enyibiri Chiri Alike Ikwo in Ebonyi State, police have arrested the prof who ordered for the assault of the female police. And I'm of the opinion that commissioners of police should be able to identify or access the character of whom to release their men as orderly to avoid this type of obnoxious act again. Thank you for being there. Should they even release? Should we even be having this conversation about members of the Nigerian police force being released to individuals as security detail? Like I said, look at the ratio. If we have only about how many hundreds of police officers who are saddled with responsibility of taking care of over 200 million Nigerians, how does that even work? Let's do the math. You have some of these officers stationed at checkpoints, okay? You have some of these officers at the police station. You have some of these officers who do the documentation work at the stations. You have some of these officers saddled with one duty or the other. You have officers on patrol. All of these things put together. Then you also have officers assigned to one Denise out there who says, you know what, I need protection. Or one Angelina out there who says, I need protection. Or one chief or Otumba Daniels or something who needs protection. That's another argument. Look at it that way. Now, okay, let's assume that for some reason these people actually do need protection. Why members of the Nigerian police force? Why not seek out the private security outfits that are being created every now and then? Okay, then there'll be the question of even whether or not they are well equipped. Okay, no problem at all. But if I assign my men to protect you, shouldn't you at least respect the office they represent? Remember, these are tools of government. These are I don't know how best to put it, but when you see the Nigerian police force, you should know that they are not acting on their own. They are acting in line with the government. So the nearest representation of the Nigerian government you could possibly think of, at least that was what we were told, is someone in uniform. When you see that person, you feel some sort of security, you feel some sort of safety. But how much do we respect them? Clever says, good afternoon, Didi. It's so unfortunate that members of the Nigerian police force have allowed themselves to be used by civilians, especially the politicians. It's so common here in Port Harcourt, seeing a police officer running errands to the person they're supposed to protect. Didi, for me, in as much as I condemn the act from the so-called professor, I'm happy the police orderly was assaulted. Why? Because the police costed, they disrespected themselves by doing house chores because of money. If you check well, that police orderly was doing it before. Maybe she just wasn't in the mood that day. She got what she deserved. Can she accept to come and guide me? She went there where there is money. Let the police learn a lesson. You say they deserve it. Good afternoon, Denise. I trust your day is awesome. Did I hear you say 150,000 policemen to 200 million people? Please, you're being extremely generous with your statistics. I think it is far less than that. Consider how many are attached to the president, the vice president, the governors and deputies, ministers, commissioners, local government chairmen and their wives, senators, House of Representative members, DGs of ministries, parastatus, special assistants. However, I respect them for doing the dangerous work I choose not to do, putting their lives at risk, but I also hope they engage in professional conduct and get the best training possible. I'm talking about the totality of the Nigerian police force. Then we can start sharing and sharing and sharing. After all, the vice president and every of these persons mentioned, they all belong to the over 200 million population. I'm sorry I can't access your WhatsApp messages anymore. Screen is frozen. Okay. Good afternoon, Didi. It's unfortunate that I don't know why an individual will be given a security. What is your fear? Well, I commend the police, female police, for standing up to her right. That so-called professor should be executed according to law and detrimental to others. Oyindika Chief from Mba Eche. Someone is asking, do they respect themselves? Good afternoon, Didi. If the Nigerian police force can abuse and the Nigerian police force can be abused and quite indifferent in it because they are already abused. If the Nigerian police can be abused, I'm quite indifferent to it because they're already abused being assigned to individual in the sense that the common man in the street means nothing. So they deserve it. It's what they have started. To me, I respect them because of humanity. I am Michael. Good lady, the police lady was in uniform, but I'm pretty sure was not armed. Otherwise, the domestic staff wouldn't obey the boss to assault her. My candid opinion. Good afternoon, presenter. It is unfortunate that our police force have reduced to this level that a civilian will beat up a police officer. But I blame their superior in the office who cannot even streamline the work of an officer, especially when they are attached to some private homes. If you take the statistics of the Nigerian police officer, you will discover that many of our gallant police officers don't even know how to read and write, but they're more concerned about how to make money on the road. Studies have shown that the number of police officers sent to private homes and companies bigger than those that protect the more masses. This is Nigeria. I'm Godwin Ija by name. Hello, good afternoon. So sorry, we lost that call. The conversation may end here on air, but do remember that it continues online on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and on Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm calling from Portugal, and I also am a female police officer, hardly bear arms, so I think that was why, because if she was armed, I don't think that harm would have come to her.
Is it about the fact that there was an attempt or there was an assault or the fact that it shouldn't even have happened in the first place, whether or not she was armed?
It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Exactly.
Whether armed or not armed.
Exactly. So how much respect do we have for these people, whether they are armed? So do we respect people because they bear arms? And then at other times...
Not really. Respect.
Uh-huh. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. Even if she was armed, you want to ask, will she use it? Was it in her place to use it? there are laws, I mean, there are ethics guiding the profession, and you shouldn't just go about. That's why when we hear stories of, a trigger-happy police officer, there are instances where the arms will be used, and it's understandable. It makes a lot of sense, but using it on a domestic help, that's another thing we may want to consider. This is where we draw the curtain on this conversation. We will go on the news break. A news update comes up at 2. And then we'll be back for the TGIF hour. We'll have the giveaway then. Let's see if we can take this final call. Nigerian for good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Nigeria.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Quickly, go ahead.
This is Dakuku calling from Apokichi.
Dakuku, you're welcome.
Yeah, well done. So let me contribute a bit on that issue.
Quickly, you have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Hello?
You have about 30 seconds. Quickly, go ahead.
Listen, if you what they're talking about the Nigerian police force, these people, technically, it's just as if we are individuals who have a different character and behaviors and attitudes that we perform that makes people reject most of us. But to come in the Nigerian police, most of them behave as if they are not well trained. But those who expertise, who always, when they see you, they say, do this, in other ways to rescue you. But most of them are not behaving well. I'm just telling you, they see that the police, Nigerian police, are bad. No, not all of them. I've met a lot of them.
Okay.
I've stayed with a lot of them.
Okay.
That's just who they are good.
Okay.
So we cannot condemn.
So how much respect do you have for the Nigerian police force?
That most of them say, like the day I was going to Rumokoro,
all right, I'm so sorry I have to let you go. It was a direct question. I expected a direct answer. We're pressed for time at the moment.